Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris on IMTM Worldwide Radio, and this is the top five. It's been a while since we've done this particular show. It's been a while since we've actually done it live. I usually do this show as a podcast specifically, but today I felt like this was one that needed to be live and in living color. 646-652-4479 is the number. So I am live on YouTube right now, streaming on the IMTM Worldwide Radio YouTube channel. So thank you for those who are actually, I know I have one person watching currently, and anybody else who decides to watch me do this show today, I appreciate the support. And those, of course, who are listening from wherever you might be in the United States of America or internationally, I know I have people that listen in Australia and London and Africa and the Ukraine and Brazil and certain other countries internationally. So thanks for all the support. Canada as well. Don't forget Canada. I got some people up there. 646-652-4479 is the number. So this is a call-in show today. The topic of the top five, first of all, let me explain what the top five is. The top five show is a list show. It's a list of items that I've decided to talk about in a particular facet. The top five this, the top five that. Over the next few months, I will get back on the horse. I've been kind of neglecting this particular show, but it's a fun show when you get involved. Today, the topic is going to be the top five reasons that many don't achieve their goals. I've narrowed it down to five reasons. Of course, there's a billion of them. There's a billion reasons, a billion obstacles, a billion excuses or whatnot, however you want to term it. But I've narrowed it down to primarily five. So I'm going to talk about them. And on each one, I'm going to give a little knowledge, a little backstory, a little just real world application. Because when you're talking about goals, when I'm talking about goals, I'm talking about in general. It could be secular, it could be entertainment, it could be sports. It could be whatever facet of life that you say, I want to do this, but I can't for one reason or another. So that's what I'm talking about today. So again, thanks to those who are going to watch this either live or later on in today, in the day. This is a Saturday, and from what I can tell, it looks like it's nice outside. Sunshine, I see some birds chirping and some ducks quacking. So hopefully they don't quack too loud. They disturb me sometimes. But anyway, so let's get started. So These are not in any particular order, okay? When I did the show years ago, I actually did do it in order, but today I couldn't remember. So we're just going to start off from the top. So the first reason that some people may not achieve a goal that they have set for themselves involves their location, their residence, where they live, their backyard, their domicile, where they live at. Now, some people will say, well, Chris, what does that got to do with anything? Well, I'm going to tell you. When you live somewhere for a long period of time, there's the possibility that you can get complacent there. Now, there's nothing wrong with being complacent. There's nothing wrong with being comfortable. There's nothing wrong with liking where you are at. Okay, there's nothing, there's nothing wrong with any of those things, okay? Until you feel that it is holding you back from getting somewhere that you want to go. So let's use a secular example as something here. If there's a job in Seattle, Washington, and you live in Alabama, and that job pays more, it's exactly what you want to do, you know you would enjoy doing it, right? And all it is you moving to Seattle. So if you're living in Alabama and you've been living there for umpteen years, and all your friends, you grew up with your friends, and all your family is there. Let's say if you have a family of your own, you have kids, things of that nature, right? Those are all things that would be involved in that decision to move from Alabama to Seattle, Washington, right? But if that job is a goal of yours, or you're able to open your own business, but you kind of have to do it in Seattle for it to work, or you're an athlete and you've done the work to get in a position to be signed or drafted or whatnot, is where you live giving you second thoughts? Is that holding you back, pulling me back, like that Tyrese and Chingy song from back in the day, right? Would where you live now hold you back from going somewhere else where it could be better? Now I just said could. Nothing is guaranteed. I'm going to say that throughout the whole show, 646-652-4479. Make sure I don't have any callers. I put an hour on the show today, even though I know I'm not going to be on an hour, but I always like to just make sure I don't get cut off, right? Nothing is guaranteed. So just because the job is there or the opportunity is there or the opportunity to achieve a goal that you have set is in Seattle and you're in Alabama, just because you go to Seattle doesn't necessarily mean it will happen, but the likelihood raises up a lot more if that's where you have to go to get it. Now, again, there's, you know, if you have to take care of family members, that could hold you up for a period of time. Maybe it's an older parent or a grandparent, or like I said, you do have kids of your own. You have a wife. You have a house. You have all these different things. But that job of a lifetime is in Seattle, Washington, 3,000 miles away, whatever the distance is, right? Or that business opportunity, you've always wanted to go into business for yourself, and Seattle would be the perfect place. And you've done some research, and you found the building or an office or a shop or a location, and you've done all, it's there, but you love being in Alabama. Or you feel that you have to stay in Alabama for one reason or another. Your location can stop you from achieving a goal if you let it. Okay, because whether it be New York or California or Chicago or Miami, if an opportunity is better, it could be in your own city sometimes, right? Now, it doesn't have to necessarily be another city or a state or a province or a country. It could be in your same city. If you have an opportunity that you know is better for you and you're qualified for it, right? What would really prevent you from going, or at least taking the chance to go and do it? Yes, you might fail. You might fall flat on your face. Yes, that is all valid. However, to not even try, and you have the capability of doing it. See, that's the thing. That's what you have to really think about to say, okay, well, how happy am I living in this city, in this town, in this state, in this province, in this neighborhood? Do I really like those particular friends so much that they're able to convince me to stay here with them? We went through elementary school and junior high and high school and college, and we worked together, and we've been working together for 10 years. Is that enough to where this opportunity in Seattle or wherever it is isn't worth you changing up everything to go and do it? Again, one of the top five reasons that some people don't achieve their goals is where they live, and the not wanting to leave wherever that is, leaving it all behind. Now remember, there's technology that can keep you in touch with people, right? You can always set up a trip to go visit every couple of years, or you know, or once a year, whatever it is, right? If that's home, home is always going to be home, but home is also always going to be there, right? Case in point, long time ago, back in the day, I used to work in Auburn, Alabama. In Auburn, Alabama, there was this particular job that I had taken, and they were paying me a certain amount of money. But all of a sudden, I was the best in the state of Alabama doing what I was doing. So I asked for a raise. I don't know what y'all would do, but I asked for a raise, okay? 646-652-4479, just checking my phone line. So I asked for a raise. Now, initially, I was told, nah, I'm not going to get it. The other person said, no, Chris, I'm working on it. I'm trying to see what I can do, man, because we need you here. I know, like Bill Withers, rest in peace. But I was like, yeah, you're going to have to work on it because Atlanta is right up the road, and I know they'll pay me in Atlanta. Now, mind you, Auburn was cool to me. I liked Auburn, actually. It was comfortable. Nobody bothered me. Cost of living wasn't high. It was cool. Where I used to live was not that far away, so I could drive there back and forth and whatnot. Not a long commute or whatever. That's what I actually was doing at first. Then I moved to Auburn, actually, now that I remember. But eventually I was just like, yeah, I'm going to have to go because y'all not going to pay me. Now, mind you, I was one of the best in the state at doing what I was doing. And I had never done it before. Okay, and I'll get to that in a little bit. I moved to Atlanta. Opportunity. Once I realized they weren't going to give me no more money, I put my resume back out again. Somebody's going to hire me. Somebody's going to look at me, right? So I moved to Atlanta. I'm living in Buckhead. So one day, I always will remember this day. I get a phone call. I'm at IHOP. I'm eating blueberry pancakes. I remember all this. And on the phone was the district manager of the company I was working for. And it was Becky. And she says, hey, Chris, this is Becky, blah, blah, blah. How you doing? I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm trying to figure out why she's calling me, though. Mind you, I had moved from Auburn, Alabama. Apartment gone. Utilities cut off. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm living in Buckhead. I live on Peachtree Street at this point. So she calls me and says, hey, Chris, how you doing? Chris, I have a question for you. Chris, how much would it take for you to move back? And I was like, move back where? Move back to Auburn. And then I was like, move back to Auburn to do what? Move back to Auburn to work for us again. Now, at that point, I had to let it settle in my head a little bit. I had helped this particular location get in the black. I helped this location start making real money. Okay. I even was helping sell, open and close the store, doing deposits. I was doing all kinds of stuff that was outside what I was doing. I was the collection manager for this jewelry store. I'll fill in the blanks a little bit. Okay. I was the collection manager. All of a sudden, I'm getting everybody to pay their bill in Tuskegee, Alabama, out there in the cotton fields. Almost getting shot, had to get the sheriff one time. That's a whole other story. I won't get into that. But anyway, I'm one of the best in the state. Store is in the black. They're making money now. And the manager of the store, I'm the collection manager, he's the store manager, and he's just like, he's trying to think of everything he can do to convince me not to move. I moved. Segue back to present day. And I'm like, well, Becky, I mean, that's cool and all, but I don't know. So I said, okay, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. So I thought about it and I was like, okay, I know what I was making. I know what I was doing for the store. I knew what I was doing in the state. I knew how much I need to be making, plus bonuses and everything like that. And I gave them a number. I gave them a 000000 hold up number. I gave them a fantastical number to say they might pay it. Let's see. If they pay it, I'll move back. If they pay this right here, I'll move back. Doggone will. They came back to me and said, well, Chris, we can't do that, but we'll give you a raise. And I said, no, because if you give me the raise in the first place, I'd still be there making y'all money. But because y'all didn't want to do that, I took a risk and moved to another location where I felt the opportunity was better. Even though I liked that area, I was comfortable there. There was something I didn't like. They didn't want to pay me. So wherever you live, you have to pick out something to where if you have a goal that's either short term or long term, you got to make a decision. Well, you got to weigh those pros and cons to be like, hey, what's really holding me back here? And again, sometimes it's circumstantial. Again, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you are literally taking care and you're the only one who can do it. You're the only one who can take care of the grandmother. Or let's say you're a single parent. You're it's a lot. But you have to still weigh it to say, okay, but this here could make things a lot easier, right? And you have to make that decision at a certain point. Otherwise, will you be able to ever reach your goal? Maybe, maybe not. So that's just one. And see, and if you just thought about it just like that, that's a lot for just one. I got four more to talk about. How about the next one? The next one is time. Now time is one I get kind of mad about when people, you know, talk to me about certain things, and they usually come up with, well, I don't have the time to do it. I don't got time to do anything. I hate that one. I hate that being put out there in the air. 646-652-4479 if you're listening live. Appreciate that. If you are listening live, don't forget there's a live stream of me doing the show on IMTN Worldwide Radio on YouTube. So go to that page and you'll see the live stream right now. I am live and in living color with my suit and tie on and everything. So time, when people say they don't have enough time, first thing I think of is, okay, there's 24 hours in a day still. Okay, doesn't seem like it anymore with the pandemic and stuff, but there's still 24 hours a day. There is nobody who is literally clocked in 24 hours a day. There's nobody who has a job that's 24 hours a day. Not employment, not W-2, you're not there 24 hours a day, which means you have time to do something else. You say you want to achieve a goal, you have the hours, okay? With employment, it's always a means to an end. If you're employed at somewhere where you want to stay there for a period of time, you have goals there that you might want to achieve to become supervisor, management, president, all that kind of good stuff, right? Or it's a means to an end to where you're using that employment to get the income that you need to save up to get towards what you want to do on your own, whether it be starting your own business or whatever, right? It's a means to an end. So when you're talking about time, what are you using your time to be able to do and accomplish to get to any of those goals? Is it a matter of, are you studying? Are you going to class? Are you going to school, college, training courses, things of that nature? Again, there's 24 hours in a day. What about the rest of the day when you're not at work? Okay. Some people just don't want to make the sacrifice as far as time goes. Again, whether it's school, training classes, gaining a particular skill. Let's say, again, sports. It could be running track or it could be football, basketball, whatever those skills that you need for that sport that you're trying to achieve a goal in. Once you get out of work, you have a certain amount of hours to put towards that, whether it's modeling or music or whatever it might be. Or again, starting your own business, studying, research, investing in the time to learn something to say, I'm proficient at it, to say, okay, this is the reason why you need to hire me or book me. To say time is an issue at any given time is just bad. Remember, we've been quarantined, a lot of us, for a long period of time, right? And I've seen some people get mad at other people when they post the memes about, well, you know, you should come out of this quarantine with an additional skill and stuff like that. Everybody's circumstances is not the same, granted, right? When some people get off work, right off the bat, they're taking care of kids, they're taking care of this and that and this and that. But at the same time, this quarantine has changed a few things. A lot of people are working from home. You're already home when you get off of work. That changes your commute. That's some time. That's some extra time right in there, right? Kids, all of them have been out of school for like weeks now. So it's not no homeschooling involved right now. So you can't use that as a time excuse right now, right? People prioritize what they use their time for. You know what I'm saying? I always got mad at people about that also because they're always at the, you know, they're always somewhere else and they show it on Instagram and Facebook, right? And I was like, well, what about that time right there? Can't you be doing this instead? If you have an actual goal that you say you want to achieve, but you're not willing to take the time and sacrifice it to make it happen, I mean, that's an easy one right there. I myself, Nikon offered some free, I wouldn't say that they're classes, but there were videos. They were pretty informative in regards to photography. I have a Nikon camera, so I watched a few for sure. I built the website for my photography business, IMTN Worldwide Images. I built that myself. I started this YouTube channel for IMTN Worldwide Radio. I added a press release option for my business services. It's going to be a new service that I will start putting out there. And I work 8 hours a day just like everybody else. 5 days a week. I do a sports radio show. I mean, I do a lot. I mean, when you're talking about time, I don't have a lot of it at all, but I figure it out. It's a matter of, are you willing to figure it out? And that's not everybody, unfortunately. Okay? So time could be a reason why some people don't achieve their goals. Now, before I get into the next one, again, I want to say thanks to all who are listening or will listen later on in the day, week, month, or a year from now. People who are listening and watching from space, appreciate it. Remember, if you are listening live, there is a live stream of this on the YouTube channel, IMTN Worldwide Radio on YouTube. Don't forget to follow on Instagram and Facebook, IMTN Worldwide Radio. There is a Twitter page, it's IMTN Radio, and you can listen to past episodes on Spotify, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. So the next reason that some people don't achieve their goals is the big one for most. Usually I remember a little bit, I usually leave this one last, but this is going to be the third one. Money, M-O-N-E-Y, dollar bills, y'all. So now, money is important, okay? How much money have you spent on things that were not important, wasn't a priority, wasn't a big deal? You had some extra cash, let me spend it on this. I want this. You know the meme from Fry from, oh gosh, I forget the name of the animated series. Shut up and take my money. Are you one of those people? You just see something, you get the impulse, you buy it. Do you still have that item weeks, months, years later? Most of us don't. All of us have done that at least a few times, right? You see something online, you see something in the mall. Some people have bought cars like that, right? But then they say they have a goal they want to achieve, and the moment, as soon as they say that, then it's all of a sudden, but I don't have the money to do it, though. I don't have any cash. I'm broke. Okay? But then, again, and again, I laugh at this, those same people say that, but then I see on their Instagram page or Snapchat how they're at the club with new hair and new dress and new nails and new shoes and a new iPhone 27, but they don't have any money to prioritize for the new business that they wanted to start or the acting lessons that they wanted or headshots that they needed to take or runway lessons or college or training courses or whatever it is for what they say they want to accomplish. They don't ever have the money for those things. But for stuff that is pretty much inconsequential, they always have money. They find it. Somehow they find it. And I'm like, somehow you have to figure out how to switch that from the things that are really not that necessary to saying, this is a little bit more important in the here and now. Let me save this money for this. Let me ask for this money for this from somebody. Okay? Because at a certain point, everybody has money. Even if you don't have a job, somehow you get it. And you do have a job, you have it already. Again, remember what I said earlier, means to an end. Use the employment as that bank account until you are making money from whatever it is that you're doing. Again, marketing materials, advertising, building up your space. If you have a space or not. And if you don't have a space, being able to rent something out. All that does take money, right? It takes money to make money. You've heard the cliche like 3 trillion times. I don't have to tell you that one, right? But a lot of people use excuses and it's like, Did you have to get your hair done like once every other day? Right now, there's a lot of ladies out there who haven't gotten their hair done in a while because of the, you know, the epidemic and pandemic and everything, right? That means they haven't been spending any money. Guys haven't been spending a haircut. I got me some clippers. I cut my own hair. I don't know how it looks right now. I'm losing my hair a little bit. I'm going bald a little bit. But I've saved a little bit of money not getting no haircuts because I'm not going to get no haircuts. We're spending the gas to go to get the haircut and getting the frivolous items I usually would get when I'm going on a haircut run. Right? People ain't going to the club. Think about how much money people have saved up not being able to go to a club. Entry fee, drinks, food after the fact, the fit that they have to go and get. That's a lot of money. All of a sudden now, it's like, well, wait a minute, I got this little bit of change here. Maybe I should take this course over here, or maybe I can enroll in this, or maybe I can invest in this. The people who are doing the best figure a way to do it regularly. Can't just be once in a while. It has to be on a regular basis. Now, again, it has to be within your means, whether it be the makeup kit, right? Or the material that you need to make a dress. Maybe you're a designer, you're an aspiring designer, whatever it is. You're athletics. You need to be in the gym, or you need to be able to get your own weights or punching bag, whatever it is, right? That all costs money. Are you willing to spend it? If not, that could be a reason why you're not achieving the goal that you want to on a long-term, short-term basis. 646-652-4479. So I got two more. I'm going to wrap this up, okay? And hopefully everybody who ends up watching this, like I said, in real time or after the fact, hopefully one of these items might help you as far as just the thought pattern of it, or you might know somebody who needs that kind of, I'm not even going to say inspiration or motivation, but just hearing it from a different point of view. You've heard it before, but now it's somebody else saying it in a particular kind of way. Hopefully it helps somebody. The fourth one, motivation. Now, if any of you know me, if any of you have actually listened to any of my shows over a period of time or watched any of my videos or seen some of the things that I post on my Instagram and Facebook pages in regards to the talent industry, there's two things I've always have said for 10 years now, 10 plus years, okay? One of them is you can't make anybody do anything that they don't want to do if they don't want to do it. The other one is no one can believe in you more than you can believe in yourself. Motivation goes a long way to a person actually accomplishing something. Motivation. Now, that word means something different to a whole bunch of different people, but really, if you're not motivated to even get up out the bed on time, it's going to be hard for you to achieve any kind of a goal. If anybody has to literally push you to get up out of your own bed, throw you in the shower, put your clothes on, throw you in the car, turn the ignition and drive you. That's doing a lot, don't you think? Just a little bit. So when it comes to accomplishing a goal that you might have set for yourself, whether it be, again, secular or entertainment or legal, you know, maybe you want to be a lawyer. You got to kind of be motivated to become a lawyer, don't you? You know how many years you have to go through to practice law? Or how about a doctor or even a nurse, right? An accountant, you know, there's some time that has to be spent. There has to be money that has to be spent, right? And depending on where you live, that could be harder than most. By the way, all five of these are all interchangeable. And that's why this is important to really think of it totally. And when you hear the last one, you'll see where I'm coming from. But if you're not even motivated to where people believe you can do it, but you don't believe, that's going to make it almost impossible. Not impossible, but almost impossible. At a certain point, you have to make a decision to say, okay, if I want this, I have to do that. And it's really, that's it. It's that simple. And if you're not motivated to do that, don't tell anybody. Because the worst thing that you can do is try to tell people, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then they don't see anything at all. How can they support you if they don't see you at least trying to push toward whatever that upper echelon peak of the mountain thing is, whatever that might be? I want to bake a cake. I'm the best baker of all time. If you have never even been in the kitchen, what are you talking about? Did you buy the ingredients? What are you talking about? You brag about going to the club, but where is the cake at? You can't say you're going to make a cake and then never show the cake. Right? You can't. You have to be able to prove that you can do it at a certain point for people to believe it. And especially with the social media era that we are in now, it's kind of hard to get away with stuff when you say things, because people are going to, they're looking and they're going to ask, and that puts you on the spot, right? So if you're not, if you're real, if you have a problem being motivated, one thing I will say on that end, you need to get some help to at least have someone to push you. But again, they can't do it for you. At a certain point, you have to walk out the door. You have to want to get punched by Mike Tyson because you want to be a boxer. You saw him, 53 years old, that uppercut of death? I don't want nothing to do with that, okay? You have to want to run faster than the other running backs. You have to want to walk on that runway time after time after time until you're perfect. Be in front of the camera with the perfect pose. You have to be on the microphone in the studio. You have to be motivated to be at the studio on time because your studio money is involved. Somebody's paid for that time, whether it be you or somebody else. You need to be on time. Why aren't you motivated to be on time? Right? Going to work. You got to be motivated to go to work and be on time to be able to get that eventual promotion that you want. Right? Some people just are not motivated, though, and that's a tough one. That's a tough one right there for a lot of people to be able to achieve a goal, but they lack motivation. Last but not least, the lack of a skill or a talent. So at the point where you say, okay, well, I want to do this, but I don't know how to do it, guess what? You're going to have to figure it out, and you're going to have to do it pretty quick. Okay, that's where sometimes school will come in, colleges and training courses and things of that nature. Those items, a lot of stuff you can learn on YouTube, literally, right? If you're trying to start a particular type of business, there's guidelines where people can help you get to that point. Do you want to learn the skill? Do you want to get the knowledge? Do you want to take the time and the money to study long enough, again, to get proficient at something, to say, I can design this piece of clothing now on my own. I have the pattern. I got the materials. I got a sewing machine that I paid for. Now I'm going to take the time to stay up a few hours every night extra to get this done. I have a fashion designer in Atlanta that I'm helping put together a fashion show, which will happen after this pandemic sometime or another. She's taken a long time to get to the point where she can have her own show. A lot of sacrifice, though, in between, right? Sleepless nights, buying all this material, having to start over sometimes, eventually having to get the models, picking a place to do the show. All that stuff takes time and energy and motivation and money and skill and ability and driving from one place to another, location, the first one I mentioned earlier today. So you have to want to get the skill if you don't already have it, and be willing to put in the time and effort to get that skill to where you're comfortable, that you can convince somebody, here's the reason you should hire me. Here's the reason you should book me. I'm better than everybody else at this, or at least I think I am, and I think I can prove it to you if you give me the opportunity. But if you don't have the skill, don't have the skills to pay the bills, if you don't have the talent, are you going to be able to achieve that goal? Maybe you might get fortunate and get into a situation where someone might not think that much of what is really needed for that particular opportunity, and they just might shrug it off to be like, well, it's a tax write-off, don't worry about it, or we're not really concerned about quality, it ain't a big deal, we don't really need them to be that good or great at whatever it is. This is the best person at the time. You might get fortunate and find that situation, but it's few and far between. If you're looking to achieve certain goals, there is an expectation factor, mostly because there's money and time involved, right? People don't like making mistakes if they don't have to. So if your goal is on that basis of achieving something, you need to be able to take yourself seriously and say, it's worth it for me no matter where I live to say, if I need to move somewhere where that opportunity is, I need to go. Right? I need to take the time and effort. I need to take the time, especially though, to sacrifice to get to where I need to be. I need to invest the money if necessary. I need to remain motivated. And I need to learn these skills and abilities so that way I can achieve these goals, not just one time, but more than once. So those are my top five reasons why some people don't achieve their goals. Soon I will do a top five reasons of reasons why people do achieve their goals. It's actually an opposite of this top five. So that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. I want to, first of all, thank all of those who did listen live. I was hoping I would get a caller or two at least, or at least somebody chatting in on the chat line, but it looks like everything is working. So that is a cool thing. I want to say thanks to those who did watch on the YouTube channel. And those who will watch eventually, as well as those who will listen to the podcast version later on today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next decade, and the people in space, what's going on? Remember, you can follow on Instagram and Facebook, IMTM Worldwide Radio, Twitter, IMTM Radio. You can listen to episodes on Spotify, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Please, if you're listening but not watching, subscribe to the YouTube channel on IMTM Worldwide Radio, the page there. I really would appreciate that. If you enjoyed this particular show, please let me know. Let me know what you got out of it. Let me know if it was beneficial or helpful. Let me know if you shared it to somebody. Please, if you liked what you heard today, you thought a lot of what I said, share it with one person. I'm not asking you to share it with 50 billion people. Share it with one person. If you go to the Spreaker page, there is a top five page just by itself. You can listen to all the past top five shows. I'll be posting that later on today. Hopefully, this live stream will save. The other day on the Around the ATL show, my sports show, it didn't save, and that was my NFL draft show. So I was kind of upset about that. So hopefully this one will save. Clear my throat. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Again, appreciate those who did listen today. This was my first top five show in since 2016, actually, after I looked it up. So I'm glad I was able to get this one out. It's been a while. So I do appreciate the support. And y'all make sure y'all enjoy y'all's weekend. Again, hopefully y'all are being cautious. There's no such thing as being paranoid, y'all. There's no cure. There's no real treatment to this pandemic currently. So please keep your family safe. Keep yourself safe. That's more important than anything else right now. You don't want to be that one to lose somebody just because. That's not going to be cool. And you don't want to get sick either. Okay? You might be healthy, but there's 20-year-olds not making it, 30-year-olds not making it, 15-year-olds not making it. Age is not a prerequisite for not being affected by this virus right now, y'all. Okay? That being said, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to end the show as usual. If I can find it, there it is. Y'all take care. And please, one more time, share the show, the top five reasons many don't achieve their goals. If you liked it, share it with one person, okay? Y'all take care. And until next time, peace. We'll be right back.